This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I don't want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Side, always a pleasure, as you know, to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate it. Look, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. Take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. Get involved in the conversation. Give me your email. I know I'm barking orders again, aren't I? Yeah, give me your email address, you know? Because if you give me your email address, then I send out an email once a week and let you know what's going on, what's up, what's happening. And you can decide whether you want to tune in or not. And frankly, which you want to tune in to. You know, yeah, I do. I live in that communist state known as California, where the governor, he issues edicts, right? I mean, this guy is amazing. He has decided this is not a state in these United States. This guy is a dictator, period. End of discussion. It really is that simple. And I always love it because, you know, when he comes out with these orders, I wonder who and what is influencing him. That's really what I have to ask. Who and what is influencing him at this point in time? Because he couldn't possibly be making some of the decisions he's making without some kind of influence around him. I'll leave it at that. That's how crazy it's gotten. We're still having this, apparently, we're still having this no mask fight. Trying to figure out, do they help, don't they help? So later on the show, I've got Dr. Ted Noll joining us, and we're going to talk about masks, who they help, who they don't help, what the science says, right? My irritant right now is all these Facebook doctors. You know, we used to have the Facebook attorneys. We had the Facebook constitutional attorneys. It's just craziness. And it's getting, you know, worse because they think they have a clue. And people who trust other people, they're reading it. Well, John says this. John seems to be a good guy. Right? So he must know, so they believe what he says. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, Papa John, see, this is what we need more of. You know, what was it, last week? The CEO of Goya praised Trump for being a builder? God forbid, right? No, really, God forbid that anybody said anything nice about Trump. These people, it is almost like a pinprick to these people. It has the same kind of result from it, right? It's hilarious that Trump can't do anything right. I'm not going to go through the list of what's happened in the past because you guys know it. You know it about unemployment. You know it about the economy. You know it about companies coming back to this country. They can't handle it. Papa John's Pizza Chain founder, John Schnatter, remember, with all that, you know, I wish they called it cancel culture back then. He said during a recent interview that the Goya CEO, Bob Unanu, should be able to speak his mind and share his political opinions. He's right. He's right. Listen, I don't have a problem with a quote-unquote boycott. I have no problem with somebody, you know, wanting to say, hey, look, I don't like this company, so I don't think you should buy from them. We shouldn't be. I say it all the time here. Why do you buy from companies? If you're true conservatives or Christians, why do you buy from companies who give money to left-wing organizations, to Planned Parenthood? I mean, go down the whole list. And they think Planned Parenthood, they give millions of dollars to Democrat candidates. Right? So anyway, you know, you look at that, and there's no reason. Again, they're squelching our freedoms. They're not going to stop. They're not going to stop until you vote, and I'm not going to say Republican, because I don't mean it that way, till you vote an overwhelming amount of conservatives with a spine. Maybe we should start a new party. What do you think? You guys think we should start a spine party? What do you think? Look what these guys that are in there that you already voted for are doing. Eight five five real Joe 855-732-5563. He goes on to say they're trying to paint you into a corner. He added that if you don't believe 100% in their ideology, then they persecute. And he's right. They even eat each other up, which I think is great. Right? They persecute you. They attack you. It's unhealthy for the country. We prospered. We did well. We were strong because we allowed freedom of speech. Because people could sit down and have conversations. People could give their opinion. Can't anymore. The crowd comes after you. And you know, what's really funny is the people that screamed the loudest about bullying are what? They're the biggest bullies today, right? Seriously. The comments come just days after Unainu said that the country is truly blessed to have President Donald Trump as a leader right now. The chief executive, who is a third-generation immigrant, received swift backlash and calls on... Now, here's the funny thing about it. This is what I love. The company's sales skyrocketed 200% when the left called for a boycott of the company's products. I call it a boycott. So anyhow, I love it. I think it's great. We should be supporting these companies. When Papa John's chief executive was unceremoniously fired, we should have stopped buying. Joe Mazzini, your host, Zoe Rachel joins you after the break. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick,
I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Rich Standovite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
If it wasn't for computers, I'd have nothing to get my blood pressure up. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending there, you ghoul. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and really being part of the conversation. Now, you guys should know this speech by heart, so I shouldn't have to say it all the time. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I love to, I'm not going to speak for him, but I love to discuss the issues of the day as it pertains to Christians. And to some of my friends, I'll be respectful, but you realize that we don't use these and thous anymore, okay? Nobody's running around with a slate tablet. When we talk about tablets, we're talking about like an iPad kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? Not the slate tablet, we have to bring a chisel and a hammer with you. And he should know because he does the anti-funny-duddy Bible study. Fonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me. Dude, thanks for being with me. I always like the time I spend with you.
Rock on, man. How art thou? And thank you for having me on your show.
You know, again, I realize that people study the old King James book for Bible for years, and I do still sit with some older guys that I visit with, and they do pray. Thou it is the creator of the universe. We sow it. It's like, hello? The God that created the universe, he can understand English today. But their heart's in the right place, right? I mean, seriously,
I can dig it. Well, what is that? Is that like speaking, what do they call that? Speaking forsookly or something like that? I mean, if they really want to get all like traditional about it, it's like, man, just learn to speak Hebrew.
Well, yeah, Hebrew, Chaldee, Greek, what else? What about Latin, right?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, get down to the nitty gritty.
Don't you love that? It's the original translation. No, the original translation would be either Latin or Greek or Hebrew. It would not be Old King's English.
Right.
Jesus was not from London, people. Okay, just saying. I don't know. Anyhow, all right. Always a pleasure. So, again, this week we've got people that are out there. They're having a field day because, you know, when you look around you, you see what's going on. They don't want to hurt. I'm seeing more and more stories. Our Christian brothers and sisters, they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, right? They want to make sure that people see the love of God in them, so they don't want to push back. They don't want to fight back. I go, wait a minute. I recall a little bit of fighting going on in my Bible. I recall God even telling certain groups to go wipe out a certain other groups. I mean, so
yeah.
Don't sit there and think that God wants you to stand there or kneel there in an angelic posture while they cut your head off. It doesn't work that way. What do you think? I mean, we've got to push back a little, right?
Yeah, well, you know, God has feelings, and if Christians are concerned about hurting somebody's feelings, you might be hurting God's feelings with, being really complacent and maybe misunderstanding the whole meekness factor about things, you know. We're not supposed to repay evil for evil.
That's a hard one, ain't it?
It's, well, yes and no, because it's like, it is a hard one. It's
I mean,
hard.
Come on. If somebody hurts your, I was just talking to somebody about this the other day. If somebody hurts your child, okay,
mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, it is tough for you to sit there and go, vengeance is mine, says the Lord, so I'm just going to sit back and forgive this guy and let God take care. It's not that easy, buddy.
Right. Right. No, well, you know, that's another thing that folks need to understand about forgiveness. Forgiveness doesn't mean that there ain't no punishment due. Forgiveness doesn't mean that there ain't no justice. It just means that you can't hold on to hatred for this person. You got to say, okay, man, you know, maybe it was an accident or maybe you did it deliberately, but you know what? I'm not going to just live, you know, swell here in hate about you. The punishment is going to be due. There's going to be some justice, but, you know, I ain't living to hate you.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree with you. You know, California, where you and I both reside, we can't go to church anymore because that wonderful, soulless, heathen governor of ours has this. No judgment there, by the way, people.
That's okay.
Has decided that church. He actually made the comment in one of his speeches that, you know, this gathering together is what's pushing forward the coronavirus, which is causing these spikes. And I'm thinking to myself, the protests are not. I mean, look at where these people are up in each other's faces, for God's sakes.
Right.
If you're a pastor right now, you and I have been watching this for a while, and some of the pastors are getting very itchy, what would you do at this point?
Well, I mean, you know, the church has been in the government's pocket for a long time, man. It's not really that much of a surprise that the church would be, capitulating like this. I'm glad to see that there are some churches that, hey, man, hail to the no. But, you know, with this right here, you know, especially in California, we've seen, you know, where churches are going with this. And but that's why I say the church really should have been making a mockery of when this COVID thing hit the fan. If we've been reading our Bibles, we should know that God has already given us the statutes concerning hygiene, how to keep from spreading disease, quarantines, distancing. It's already laid out. And as a church, I think for the most part, we've done our due diligence. We've done that, right? We've given the government, it's like, look, the government is supposed to protect us. All right, government, we've given your time to do that. Let people get back to their lives. The church has already observes these things. It's these other heathens out there that you might, like you said earlier, these people out there rioting and stuff like that and wanting to do what they want to do. But they're not looking at them. They need somebody to blame. And, of course, you know, the easiest one to blame, I guess, are our meek Christians because they think we won't do nothing about it. And if we do get a little loud, all of a sudden we're deemed as terrorists.
I know, right? I mean, and that's what I've always said in the past. The reason we've been easy and open targets is we don't push back. Somebody told one of us decades ago that we're supposed to live peaceably with all men, and so they hid in the closet every time something happened. And no, you're not allowed for these people to walk all over you. You don't let them walk all over your belief system. You know, if I'm going to raise my arms and pray and praise God in my church, don't tell me that that's spreading the coronavirus, because I very much doubt that God is going to allow me to infect the church while I'm praising Him.
And, right. Yeah, the word says live peaceably if possible.
Oh,
right.
Oh, yes,
a lot of Christians seem to leave that out. It's like live peaceably if possible. And the Word of God also says, hey, you shall not bow down before other gods, and you shall not let anybody make you. And right now, we're being made to kowtow to the state. Right. And the state serves as a god, not a deistic sense, but in terms of authority. That's what the word breaks down to. So we're being made to do that. And it's like you said, man, God is, you know, in us carrying out our faith exercise, our freedom to do so. Man, God has given us the provisions on how to not be a liability to each other. All right. He set his statutes on that. So we're going to to love God is to love people. So we're going to do that respect.
You're making my life hard here, bro. I'm telling you. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Be back in a few minutes. And Zoe is going nowhere. He's got a full cup of coffee, which means he's staying. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany slammed Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's remarks in a Washington Post op-ed that came out today about President Trump's shortcomings during the coronavirus pandemic. Here's the press secretary during a briefing
at the White House.
Yeah, it's really striking on his comments, especially when you compare them to his past comments. This is revisionist history by Governor Hogan, and it stands in stark contrast to what he said on March 19th, where he praised the great communication that the president has had with governors. He literally was praising the president of the United States for delivering on testing.
The Republican leader detailed in his op-ed in the Post having to buy 500,000 coronavirus tests from the South Korean government in a deal broken in part by his wife, who's a native to the country. He said he hid them from the federal government to avoid them being seized for use in another state or by the federal government. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
You know, I have heartburn every night, but it ain't because of what I'm saying and reading. It's because I have to watch AOC on the screen over my shoulder. She just popped up on the screen, and she's pushing Governor Cuomo. You're listening to Real Side, by the way. She's pushing Governor Cuomo to issue a billionaire's tax. Where are these people going to go? They're not going to be able to go to New York, right? They're not going to be able to hang out in California, my God. Where are they going to go? I mean, Texas, they're going to be out of place in Texas, some of them. Seriously. Anyway, Joe Mussini, I thought it was interesting. Joe Mussini, your host, listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email. You know, I'm good with that, too, really. Seriously, I know some of you hate doing that, but it's one way to communicate without actually being involved. But I always love having this guy with me. I really do appreciate his time with me as well. Alfonso Rachel, he is, let me see, the host of the Zopium Dem. He does an anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study. I'll get this right. Takes me about 2 or 3 years. We'll get it down. And and before we get rolling, why don't you tell people where they can find the Bible study and your shows and that kind of thing?
Thanks, man. I'm at the bronzeserpentmedia.com. Got the Zoloft, the Zopium Den, 20-pound sledge. My book is out on audio, so Solid Right Cross. Hope you guys get
it. Tell me about the, why don't you say something about the book?
Well, you know, man, I'm a horrible self-promoter.
I am too, but heck, you're here. Do it. You know
what? My book, A Solid Right Cross, Conservative Counterpunching and Biblical Boxing for Against Leftist Loons and Godless Goons, man. You guys got to, you know, get my book
that.
For some.
Send me a link. You get that. I like that. I like everything about it.
Well, thank you.
God must have given you that title, man, because I remember calling Tammy. I'm driving down the road trying to come up with a title for the book. Right? Okay, Lord, what's going to work here? What's going to work? And I'm telling you, it rolled right into my head that fast. It was Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Okay? all the things they use against us, right? Oh, he's one of them Bible thumpers, you know? Yeah. Mm. It's like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And great and good on you for turning it around and putting it back on him. You know, matter of fact, I just a sidetrack here. I saw something about the Museum of African American History, and there was some tweet that went out saying something about. Oh man, I'm not going to do it justice because I don't have it. I don't have it. Wait, let me drink some more coffee and see if I can get it back in my head.
But the book. Where can I get your book? Where can I get it from you on your website? Where to get it?
Yes. It's available on Audible. It's available on iTunes. If they go to my store page, Bronze Serpent Store. Just scroll down in there, and they'll see the book, and they can grab that for their listening pleasure.
Yeah, well, we're going to put that up also on our website. I'll put it on my email blast because I think people need to get your – they need to at least watch your shows a couple of times because a lot of good stuff in there. And no, I'm sorry for you old farts. He doesn't use those, these, thous, but I'm sure you'll understand while you're listening. Okay, so you and I, you know, we started down this road, and I said to you, you see the demonic presence in some of this stuff, and you're looking at these large cities, like, you know, you've got de Blasio out there, and you could protest all you want, but don't you dare sing to God, right? If you know, with the Jewish community, he has threatened to pull them out of their synagogues, and to my Jewish friends in New York City, I love you, but at this point, I don't have much sympathy for you because you guys keep voting people like him in, and they hate you. You're voting for the person who says they're going to kill you. They hate you. So, but the thread through this is, I'm the man. Worship me. I know what's best for you, right?
Yep.
I mean, don't you see that?
Man, I tell you what, you know, and we love our Jewish brothers and sisters, man, but, you know, as steep as they are, you know, in the OT, and you know, in examining the Torah and in their observance of it, it's like, man, don't y'all see that over and over again? Y'all keep giving yourselves over to oppression. It's like if you got the book is like this thick, like this much of it out of this thick of a book, it's over and over again. Jews keep giving themselves over to oppression, over and over again. It's like, don't y'all recognize a pattern at this point? Stop giving Democrats power. Knock it off.
Oh, yeah, and they don't care. They don't care about you. And it's very odd. Look at, you know, you sit there and you wonder, they want you, at the secular level, they want you to wear a mask. They want you to stay 6 feet apart. That will keep you safe. That's what they keep telling us. So why not, and not that I would do this, but why not let us go to church and sing through our masks at 6 feet apart? I'll tell you what, we can even do 10 feet apart, all right? No, because they're afraid. When we come together as a corporate group, when we come together, remember, there was some passage I remember about them being all in one place and on one accord, and the power of God just ran through the place, right? That's what they're afraid of. They're afraid. They know that if we get together, we come together, and even at a secular level, when people come together, not just to talk politics, but to talk policy, these guys look like fools, and they will get beat, right?
Oh, definitely, man. And once again, it's all about that selective outrage. I mean, man, they're telling people that they got a social distance in swimming pools. You know, you can't. A swimming pool, man, a chlorinated body of water, man, that's exposed to a whole bunch of stuff, man. Dead rodents, pee, poop, condoms. You know, there's all that stuff is in the pool. But COVID, that's the thing that we got to be alarmed about.
Oh, it's past all that stuff.
You know, it's like, wow, man. So, man, here's the thing about it. And people are caught up with the whole science thing about this, man. And I hope folks will really get this. Because, you know, on being on both sides, whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a Republican, because, you know, it takes all kinds. And people are, one way or another, they're saying, well, the science says this and the science says that, right? Be careful about being on the frequency of Democrats who are all about science and who are going to use science as a way to get people to vaccinate. And this is going to push towards forced vaccination. And while people are taken by the science of biology, please don't forget that Democrats are the masters of science of control.
They are
mad scientists of control. They've got it down to a science. So be careful about going along with this, the church, commerce, whatever it is. Be careful that you are not caught in this trap of the Democrat Party. And I'd like to say this really quick also, man. Concerning what's going to be shut down and closed, whether it's churches or whether it's businesses, what we need to be taking a stand for is this. The government should not have the power to make us do this, but the government should stand by the church and stand by any business when they say, look, in order to enter this establishment, you have to wear a mask. Now, that should be the prerogative of the privately owned business or the church or what have you. That should be their prerogative. If they want to, and if people are going to trespass against that, then they should say, "Hey, government, can you come in and remove this person? They're trespassing against us."
Right.
All right. But to make a business have to wear masks, that shouldn't be the government's place.
No, because I can decide if I want to go in that store because they have masks or not. I can decide whether
that's
I want
right.
to go to church. That's that whole freedom thing that scares me. By the
that's
way,
right.
while you were talking, not that I was ignoring you, but I went out and checked the bleach thing, right? The Clorox thing. Right. So check this out. We're talking about the pool. All it takes is 5 tablespoons of Clorox to a gallon of water to kill COVID.
Wow.
So if you're in the pool, I'm not telling you to drink the pool water, but if you're in the pool and somebody sneezes in the pool, I would almost I don't have an MD, so I can't guarantee, but I would almost guarantee you it dead when it hits the water, so to speak. Don't you think? So
pretty much. Yeah.
And, you know, go ahead.
And plus, you know, if it's warm and stuff like that, you know, that the pool, you know, the air around the pool itself is exposed to chlorine, you know, so the virus ain't going to do very good, you know, around the pool.
This is what I used to call tomfoolery, right? I mean, and I look at this stuff, I just get the biggest kick out of a lot of this. And again, we're back to where we have pastors now that are coming out again. I don't know. There's got to be a pastor check we can do or something like that. You know, is there like a 12-point checklist that we can do? Because, you know, they're coming out, and these woke evangelicals. I mean, we're almost to the point where the evangelicals or these woke evangelicals from inside the church are coming against the church. It's just, yep. And I know you've done it, and I'm not going to get on my brothers and sisters because I don't know what they got going on in their lives, but of all the Christians you know, not the close friends of yours that you hang with, but of a lot of the Christians you know, the people say they're Christians, how many of them really can string 5 scriptures together on a particular topic? See, you're laughing already, I know. On a particular topic or subject, right?
Man, I see it all the time, man. And I see it from, you know, our more respected you know, compatriots in the movie who are conservatives and call themselves Christians, and I see them like trying to redefine what sin is, and you know, it's bad, man.
Well, I actually had a guy that was committing adultery say that, but we're forgiven of our sin. I mean, Jesus already died for that sin. I'm like, yeah, dude, okay. Anyway, Joe Messina, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, let's just get at it because I love having this guy on with me and I don't want to waste his time. Alfonso Rachel joins me. He's the host of the Zopian Den. So I'm going to let him tell you so I don't screw it up. But you got to grab one of his shows. You know, start with at least one. Go grab one of the shows that he hosts. Take a listen. I'm sure you'll be hooked. Zoe, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Thanks, man. Yeah, and I appreciate it. The plug, I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. I got my shows, The Zoloft, and the pages are there. You just go to the page, The Zoloft, The Zopium Den, my music project, 20 Pound Sledge, you know, and I got merch, you know, my shirts and stuff like that, books, you know, have fun. Do some shopping.
Yeah. Bring out the. Hey, look, if you're in California, you can't leave the house anyhow. And I know you're
right?
Spending money. Don't lie to me because I know you're spending money. Everybody, Amazon sales are up. You know, eBay is at an all-time high. Head over to his website. And then when you're done there, spend some money over mine, okay? You need two coffee mugs because after you're done drinking out of his mug, it's going to be dirty. So you pick up the TRS mug and we're good. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Anyhow. Hey, you know, it is a jestful truth, if you would, when I say things all the time, you know, they'll do things to Christians they would never think of doing to a Muslim in this country. Sure. You know, years ago, I did a whole story around, I don't know if you remember this, there was an art exhibit in New York where they had Jesus, they had a crucifix of Jesus upside down in a bottle, little bottle of urine, okay?
Yeah.
And they said, that was art, okay?
Yeah.
No, that's just disgusting is what it is. So I said, sure. Right next to it, if it's really art, right next to it, why don't you put a little statue of Muhammad upside down in the bottle of urine? Because if it's art, art is art. Well, we are told, we are called to forgive people. We are not called to pound on people when they make fun of our Savior. And actually, he can do a better job of protecting himself than we can. So I get that part of it. But isn't it interesting that they don't do those kind of things when you read these stories? There was a whole bunch of Black Lives Matter thugs, yeah, you heard me, thugs, that went into a Baptist church to disrupt a service. And it was on a Sunday morning, so it was a full worship service. It was a Great Baptist, Grace Baptist Church in Troy, New York. And I don't care what was going on in the church and not going on in the church. One pastor was punched by one of these guys. All right. While the other deacon was saying, you know, Jesus loves you, which I know is it makes me nuts sometimes when things are going down. You go, hey, Jesus loves you. Like, that's going to stop it, right? Okay. Right. Now, outside the church, you have these young families with children trying to get into the church, and these people are screaming and yelling at them. This is not just demonic. This is true hate rising to the top. There's a picture of them standing out in front of the church with the black hand up. You know, where I come from, where my family comes from in Sicily, that's a power sign. Black or white in Sicily, that hand is like, we'll pound on you. We got you. We're in control.
Right.
You know?
Well, okay. Well, here's the thing, man. I hope folks can at least see, even in the Democrat Party, who Black Lives Matter represents. They are a propaganda arm and a violent one of the Democrat Party. Their objective is to get people to vote Democrat. They hate Republicans. And I hope that people can see that this is the same pattern, if they're going to the church, that the Democrat Party has always done. All right? Black Lives Matter is just another shade of the KKK. The KKK, Democrat Party, who are bombing churches and assaulting people going to church. Black Lives Matter. It's the same thing. The Democrat Party is obsessed with race. They have always been obsessed with race. And they use race to get what it is that they want. They're no different today. So now there's also going to be double standards. Like, no, they're not going to pull this stuff off at a mosque. And not because so much that they're afraid of Muslims, but because they agree with them. Spiritually, they agree with them. Because in Islam, that religion doesn't point you to Christ. It points you away from Christ. Whereas the church is about focusing on Christ. And even in Judaism, whether they realize it or not, the point of Judaism is to still point you to Christ, right? Torah points you to Christ. So unfortunately, they're not seeing that yet, but that's why they don't get the same treatment as Muslims do.
Yeah, it is really interesting to watch what's going down and who's called out and who's not called out. And again, I just want to go back to the same thing. They're keeping. Look at that blind woman was barred from the park because she was talking to people about God. Christian woman talking to people about God. You're looking here in California. Some of the churches have been vandalized. Catholic churches across the country have been burned down. So you know when. When people talk about this stuff, and they talk about the Black Lives Matter people are just simply protesting, it's not a protest to do this kind of thing. And the elected officials are letting them get away with it because I think a couple of weeks ago, even you and I talked about this, where this whole thing, this whole lockdown, has much more to do than just trying to keep people safe and keep them from getting coronavirus. When they separate us as a group, they weaken us, don't they?
Well, they got to separate us, man, because they're afraid that if people actually read the Bible a little bit closer, they'll the church, they think that the church is just supposed to be this gathering of nonviolent, meek people or anything. And I'm not telling the church to be violent. I'm not saying that. But Jesus's disciples were armed. All right. Jesus's followers were armed and they could fight very, very well. And so even in the church, we should be people that you know, when they, if they, before, they should think twice about coming to mess with us. It's like, you know, because people in that church, they might be armed, right? People in that church, they might be a little bit more scrappy because they've been reading their word and they find out what kind of people hung around with Jesus, right? Jesus had to tell Peter to put away his sword, but it ain't like Jesus didn't know that he was going to do it. It's like, yeah. Peter. You know, Peter, oh, you behave, Peter. Put your sword away. Put thou sword away. It's like, no, Peter knew, I mean, Jesus knew what Peter was going to do and wanted to show that, hey, man, I got some hot Hebrews behind me who know how to get down. And not only that, man, I got 12 legions of angels who are ready to go scorched earth on you. I'm just letting you know that the only reason why you're going to be able to take me is because I'm going to let you. I just want you to know that I'm allowing you to take God right now. So the church needs to understand, it's like, look, man, no, you can't just come and ride on us and just take advantage of us like this.
No, and you know what? We have to speak up. We have to move. Mm-hmm. A lot of my Christian friends will say, you know, well, no, God will deal with this. Well, God has dealt with this in a lot of ways, mm-hmm. partly by giving you the power to deal with it, partly by mm-hmm. giving you a mouth and a government that we're supposed to go out and we are supposed to elect people to rule over us. We really are, but they're supposed to be men and women that love God, men and women that revere God, men and women that will make it so that our lives are better and not worse and not oppress us, which is exactly what is happening in a lot of areas in this country today. So,
right.
We got a couple of minutes left, and one of the questions I always get, and I'm sure you can fly through this, is why does he call himself the Bronze Serpent? It has to do with his skin color? And I go, no, but I'm going to let him explain it. So, why Bronze Serpent Media? And why serpent? Remember Raiders of the Lost Ark? What's he always say? I can do anything. I can't do snakes. I hate snakes. Go ahead.
Well, okay, now, if anybody's asking that, then that means that y'all didn't go to my website.
Because go information go to his website. It explains it there, I'm sure.
It explains it, right? It'll tell you that it'll give you the full print. Matter of fact, I would encourage you, because if you read it, it's more entertaining than me trying to talk about it. I don't want to do it an injustice. Just go to my website, Bronze Serpent Media. Right. And the thing is, now any Christian who's concerned about, you know, the bronze serpent, but a Christian, don't we know the verse John 3:16?
Yes.
If you know the verse John 3:16, then you should already know what the bronze serpent means.
I just love the fact that we get all hooky, right? I mean, that's right. What I call it. We get like this spiritually hooky. And my favorite story is that I used to do Faith Fridays, and I'd bring people in from different religions. And I kept begging for a Satanist. I wanted a Satanist to come on the show. And even when someone's like, aren't you afraid? What are you wigging out about? I said, what are you wigging out about? Do you not believe that we are more powerful than Satan? I mean, come on, give me a break. I'm not afraid of him. I'm not afraid of whatever. And I just kept saying, why are you getting all wigged out by this? So it's just amazing to listen to people sometimes. You got to do, all you can do is chuckle, right? I mean, seriously.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, that would have been a hoot to have somebody like Anton LaVey on your show or something like that.
Listen, I don't want to make fun of them, but I did have, there were a lot of people on the show, and I think what it did was, in some ways, it showed people, we shouldn't be afraid to talk to people about their belief systems. And that way that you can see where they're coming from and what they know. And I remember the one woman, she would make the sign of the cross, and then she would like go around her head like this. And she's like spreading the power of Jesus all over herself, right? And she kept talking about the different people that she would pray to and what have you. And I said, so, but which one do you listen to? And I think I don't think anybody ever asked the question before. Timmy will tell you. She looked at me thoroughly confused. I said, no, but if you're praying to these different things, which one do you listen to? What if two of them tell you to do something different?
Right.
She had never thought about it. So it's just not making fun of her. Just it allows us to see what other people think, how we can reach out, and how we can talk to them, right? I mean, not that big of a deal. Tell people where to find you, Zoe. I ate up your time.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Got the Zoloft, the Zopium Den, 20-pound sledge.
All right. God bless. Guys, have a great day. Listen, come on back. We are going to talk about masks and the virus. What else is there? Nothing else going on in the world. Let's talk about that. Be back in a few minutes. Joe Mancini, your host.